Hi, this is Miss Carol. I'm about to read a business tech article written by Brian for the Pasadena Memorial Post, and the article was published on Wednesday, August 22nd of 2018, and Brian has drawn a really cool picture of a spaceman. It looks like a man from Mars, I think. And he's got a face like ours, but it's green with big pointy ears and little projectiles of some sort on the top of his head sticking out. And then he's green and his hands are green. So this is a Martian, I think. So let's read the article and see what it's all about. I support sending humans to Mars. That is the only way we will ever know if we can exist there or not. I know they sent rovers there to see what the atmosphere is like, but we need to send humans too. There was a big debate about this topic with the Senate subcommittee just this week. One of NASA's former chief scientists, Ellen Stofan, who now leads the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum, argued that if we truly want to find and understand any potential traces of ancient life on the red planet, robots can't do it alone. We'll need humans on the ground. While I'm optimistic that life did evolve on Mars, I'm not optimistic that it got very complex, so we're talking about finding fossil microbes. That's why I do think it will take humans on the planet, breaking open a lot of rocks to try to actually find this evidence of past life, Stofan said. And finding one sample is not good enough. You need multiple samples to understand the diversity. I tell you what, I will be the first guy to suit up for that mission. Signed, Brian. Well, here's what I think. I think that would really be an exciting, huge adventure, and that's not one that would interest me at all. I like to keep my feet on the ground, but I know there are many people who would love that opportunity to fly to another planet and do some exploring and get rocks from another planet and crack them open and get samples and carry them back to Earth so the scientists could study them. What do you think? Is that something you might like to do in the future? So have you ever thought about that? That's all for now. Bye-bye.